Only in 2020 can two teams from the Sun Belt region and the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Dallas Stars play for the Stanley Cup in the NHL's northernmost city. But what else would we expect at this point from this most topsy-turvy and unpredictable year that any of us can remember? Good morning. This is your morning buzzcast for Friday, September 18th. I'm Rick Ellington, stepping in to give Abe Madcor a very well-deserved day off. It is looking like Halloween will be anything but a scary sight on the West Coast this year, as that is when it seems like the Pac-12 will return to the football field. The San Jose Mercury News' John Wilner reports university presidents are gathering today in a meeting that was fortuitously scheduled prior to all of this week's developments, in which it is possible that a vote on football will be taken. However, as Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friends. The Athletic notes some Pac-12 coaches are skeptical of teams being ready from a physical standpoint before mid-November. As we know, the Pac-12 footprint has seen more governmental roadblocks to playing than other conferences in the same situation, but even those seem to be easing in the last 48 to 72 hours, with the governors of Oregon and California allowing teams to return to practice. Another crucial okay was received yesterday as the LA County Public Health Department confirmed it will continue not to have any restrictions beyond regular state mandates, which have to be a sigh of relief for both UCLA and USC. The specific timing may need to be worked out, but it does seem that the Pac-12 is close to following in the Big Ten's footsteps from earlier this week and calling a reverse. There was more big news on the college front yesterday, but neither the Pac-12 nor the Big Ten are directly involved in this one. Outfront Media Sports, which has the multimedia rights for several major schools like LSU and Virginia, was bought by a group headed by media exec Michael Schreiber and Sinclair Broadcasting Group. Schreiber will become CEO of the group, which will be rebranded as Playfly Sports, and he told our Michael Smith that he sees the collegiate multimedia rights space as something that is ready for a major evolution. That's due to several new areas of growth created over the last couple years, like name, image, and likeness, sports betting, and esports. At the moment, he doesn't envision his company challenging some of the major multimedia rights holders in this field, preferring to stay with a smaller number of schools that it has right now. But let's keep an eye on the space in the future to see how it changes with a new power player involved. The Browns welcomed 6,000 fans to its home opener last night at First Energy Stadium, and it seems like everything went well from a logistical standpoint. The team gave the fans specific time to enter the stadium and specific gates in which to enter. Other teams have detailed similar plans to control the flow of fans while adhering to social distancing, and I'd expect that to become somewhat of the norm, at least here at the outset, as more pro and college teams allow some fans to return. And it does seem like more NFL teams are wanting to open their stadiums up to at least a small percentage of their capacity. The Titans yesterday formally got approval to allow more fans later in the season, and the Texans are hoping to also see some of their faithful come inside Energy Stadium come October. It'll be interesting to see how, if at all, yesterday's news from Kansas City impacts this trend. 10 fans who attended the Chiefs' win to open the season at Arrowhead Stadium last Thursday night are quarantining after possibly being exposed to COVID-19 following a positive test from another fan in attendance. 10 fans out of nearly 16,000 people in the stadium clearly isn't that big of a number, but as we all know at this point in time, it doesn't take much to spread the virus. Through the first two games of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Jimmy Butler has been the difference, much to the disgust of this specific diehard Celtics fan. That's why the Heat are out to a 2-0 lead right now, but Butler has been as busy off the court as he has been on it in recent weeks. A video went viral earlier during the playoffs of Butler selling his Big Face coffee inside the Disney World bubble. It garnered some smiles and some laughs, but Butler appears to have big plans for the coffee. So much so that the South Florida Sun Sentinel is reporting that the All-Star has filed for federal trademarks for both the name and a laundry list of goods and services that would go along with it. Not sure that Jimmy Buckets is going to become Jimmy Barista anytime soon, but it does look like he could already be setting up the first step in his post-playing career. That's your buzzcast for Friday. I certainly hope everybody enjoys this last weekend of summer, and I would like to wish a happy Rosh Hashanah to those of you celebrating this weekend.